I want you to want me.
Oh, we got a ton of songs for you today. Let me tell you something. This is a great song for radio. It's a great signing for radio. Yu Darvish is a Chicago Cub. 6 years, $126 million. Is it a good signing? Jared Sandler is the Texas Rangers pre- and post-game host, and I'm going through his tweets here, and it seems like he thinks that it might be okay, might not be okay. But more importantly, Yu Darvish apparently a great guy because Jared Sandler apparently had some form of knee surgery, and you actually asked him how he was doing. So you like you as a guy, Jared, is that correct?
He is a good guy. He was well-liked, maybe at times misunderstood because he didn't do interviews in English. And obviously whenever that happens, people take a license to interpret things their own way. But before we get into you signing, I'm kind of picturing you going around singing that very song to various GMs. I want you to want me. And I wonder if that's just what sold Theo to get him that 6 year. Karaoke performance.
Well, yeah, and Theo loves karaoke, Harry, right?
Yeah, and Theo's a big music guy. He's on the cutting, you know, cutting edge of music. He's good buddies with Eddie Vedder.
Well, there you go. Now we know why you got that 6 year. That really, to me, guys, is the biggest surprise. I think $21 million a year, and I know it can kick up to 25 a year with incentives, but $21 million a year for Yu Darvish is a pretty good value. The fact that he got a 6 year is to me what's most shocking. And then as far as, you know, whether it's a good deal or not for the Rangers, and obviously a lot of my tweets are answering questions from Rangers fans, I don't think the Rangers were in a position to sign this deal because the Rangers are in a really tough division, and I don't think they're ready to put all their chips in the middle to try and go for something this year, and maybe not even next year. The Cubs are obviously not in that position. The Cubs are World Series contenders, and that doesn't look like it's going to change drastically over the next few years. So I think that for the Cubs, Yu Darvish over the next few years will be a quality pitcher for them. I think the real question is, as far as how quality will he be, is he an ace or is he not an ace? And I don't mean that from just an imperialistic label, but is he going to be the guy that does what aces do? And there was a lot of, a split in Texas as to whether or not he was truly an ace or whether he was just a guy that had ace stuff, because his stuff is unreal. You're going to see him throw pitches that look like wiffle ball pitchers, you know, delivering some wacky pitch with movement. But then you're going to look and it's going to be 5 2/3 innings and he gives up 3 runs and strikes out 9, but isn't as dominant or is not as much of a shutdown guy as you would expect. So there's a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde to Yu Darvish.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at it. He doesn't go super deep into games. And here, I just wanted you to talk to me, actually, Jared, about July. He was 0-3 with an ERA of 7, and then he gets traded to the Dodgers. Was he checked out? I mean, the Marlins are batting him around in 3 2/3. He's given up 10 runs to them. He's given up 7 in 4 1/3 to the Red Sox. He's losing 4 or 5 games. What was going on in July with you from your standpoint?
Yeah, he was not very good for the Rangers last year. Now, he got better with the Dodgers, and obviously in the playoffs, he was good up until the World Series. Yu's biggest issue, and it's so weird to say this about a pitcher who is as acclaimed as Yu is fastball command. And so when he is not going well, like he wasn't in July, he can't locate his fastball. And consistently, you know, since he joined the Rangers or since he, you know, came into the majors, he's never had impeccable command, but he was better. I want to say he was a little bit better with it prior to Tommy John surgery, and it's not just walks, it's not balls or strikes, it's bad strikes. His fastball, when he throws it right down the middle, is just as hittable as any other fastball. And that's really what the issue was in July. Now, there is some question of what goes on between the ears. He did not pitch well in the World Series. People like to say, well, he's not a big game pitcher. Well, you know, what is a big game? To some people, it's, you know, they only think of big games as World Series games or playoff games. There are people within the Rangers organization, or maybe people familiar with the Rangers, who feel like Yu doesn't do well in certain big situations. Maybe it's just a random game in July, but it's a 2-1 game in the 7th inning, and they just need 3 more outs out of him, and he doesn't get you those 3 outs. Or maybe you know, the other team just scored, or the Rangers just scored two runs to tie the game. You want you to go back out there, put up a zero to give the bats a chance to now come back and take the lead, and he gives those runs right back. So, and in July there was talk, was the trade stuff getting to him? Was he pitching with the idea that, you know, he needed to pitch well to be able to go to a contender or to maximize value? It was his first real experience dealing with trade rumors that really wasn't an issue or hadn't ever come up previously with the Rangers. So there were some questions about that, especially that Marlins start. That was not a very good Marlins lineup that day other than Stanton, and they just beat him around. And a lot of people were wondering if it was just all between the ears with him. And that is a question that has come up a number of times with Yu Darvish.
You know, there are people that will tell you it's not a hitter's park, but it seems like every time I watch one of your Rangers games, there's a ton of balls leaving the yard, and they're high-scoring games. Cubs have had bad luck bringing in pitchers from big parks and having them go to Wrigley, but if Darvish could be successful there in Arlington, I would think he could do very well at Wrigley, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Arlington used to be, you know, a hitter's haven. They made some constructional changes about 4 or 5 years ago that impacted the jet stream that just would take pop-ups and turn them into three-run home runs. So it's played a little more neutral, but there are times of the year where the ball will fly. Just like at Wrigley, there are times of the year where the wind just is the pitcher's best friend. I think that you in the National League should fare much better, not dealing with the DH. And this is the thing, you know, I think this year and next year and the year after, I think he'll be a 3 to 4 win player, maybe even more than that here these first couple years. You know, but again, from the Rangers standpoint, he's turning 32 this year, and they just didn't want to commit to him for 6 years. They also don't have the ability, the margin for error financially that the Cubs do. And the fact that the Cubs are contending right now should be big, or is big, and one reason why it makes a lot of sense. You know, you apparently didn't want to go somewhere where there's a cold climate, but it did seem like for whatever reason the Cubs and the Yankees were exceptions to that. That is perhaps one reason why the Milwaukee deal wasn't signed, because they've been after him pretty aggressively, just like the Twins from the start. But, yeah, you know, as far as going to a National League park or a park like Wrigley and then dealing with the pitcher and not having to deal with the DH, that obviously does work in Yu's favor. And he took advantage of that while he was with the Dodgers for maybe all but 3 or 4 starts. He had a really bad stretch where everyone thought he might not make the playoff rotation with the Dodgers. Outside of that, it was pretty good for them.
Jared Sandler, Texas Rangers pre- and post-game, who knows Yu Darvish, talking Yu Darvish with you for a couple seconds more here. Hey, Jared, when you there was a bunch of reports out there saying that he wanted to pitch in a big market, New York, L.A., Chicago, and Minnesota, Milwaukee apparently were interested, so he chooses to come to Chicago. Cub fans are cuddly and friendly, but if he comes out here and he sucks in April, they will boo him, and they'll boo him hard. Yeah. How do you think he would handle that?
That's a great question, and, you know, the Rangers fans aren't nearly as intense in that way. And I don't know how he will, because I do, as I mentioned, I do think that sometimes there is a wall that does not exist between his ears that it does for others. You know, like a guy like John Lackey, I don't think that guy gives a rat's ass what people are saying or if people are booing him. But that's not Yu Darvish. And so I do think that could come into play. He hears this. I mean, he's on Twitter. He sees these things. He might not communicate it in English the same way someone else could or chooses to, but he knows what's being said about him. So that is going to be interesting to follow. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, and I know that it's not a given that the Cubs make the playoffs by any means, but if the Cubs are back in the playoffs and Yu Darvish is pitching in a playoff game after what happened in the World Series and that first playoff game doesn't go well, what happens? Because his two playoff games with the Rangers did not go well. One, he lost to Joe Saunders. It was the wild card game, the first year they had it. And then the other one, I don't think he made it out of the fourth inning. He got rocked by the Blue Jays a few years ago. Now, I know he was okay with the Dodgers leading up to the World Series, but I'm curious how he handles those big moments, because I assume he's going to have plenty of opportunities with the Cubs.
Jared Sandler, Rangers pre and post, officially making me hate the signing.
Come on.
No, we'll see.
Hey, like I said, guys, I think this is going to be one of those deals where the first few years, I think people are going to be really happy with it. The back end, I don't think people are going to be as happy with it, but because it's the Cubs, I don't think people are going to point to this deal and say, well, because we signed Darvish or because we got Darvish on the books for $21 million, we can't go make this move, that move, and another move, whereas I think that would be the case for some other teams.
Right, right. You know, he's not the level that Pujols is, but very similar. The contract will be loved for the first part of it, and then at the end there might be some trouble.
Jared, great stuff. We appreciate you jumping on.
Fellas, my pleasure.